On the small screen, we always love a bit of paranormal, don't we? Dramas like The Walking Dead and The Returned developed cult followings, sizable followings. Well, now there's an Australian take on this genre.
Hey.
Kate.
I don't understand. What is it?
You can't be Kate.
Why not?
Because Kate's dead.
Holy Mary, Mother of God. This is a miracle. Stumbling through
the wilderness. Oh, Mary, Mother of God, that's the sounds of Glitch, which begins on the ABC this Thursday night. Our TV critic David Knox has had a look. He joins us now. Hello, David.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, I think the premise is six people come out of their graves looking perfectly healthy. They're not sure why they're there. Are they zombies?
No, they're not zombies. They are humans who emerge. They emerge naked, muddied and confused from a cemetery in the fictional rural town of Urana. Now, they're unrelated. Indeed, some of them are even from different eras. And the local cop here, who's played by Patrick Bramall, discovers that one is his deceased wife, played by Emma Booth, who's been dead for 2 years. So while this is a high-concept drama, but without an international budget, there's no horror here. It doesn't do sort of Walking Dead gore and violence. If anything, it's probably a little bit closer to the French drama The Returned, but I think it moves a bit more swiftly. So there's a shade more action. And there's also quite a nice sense, Fran, of the Australian bush landscape and rural isolation here.
And I understand, I've seen that someone's described it as a paranormal action mystery thriller, which is quite a genre. But the key to it, I think, is it's not so much the tricks and the stunts, is it, about people coming back, but it's the emotional. There's emotion at the centre of this story.
Yeah, the important thing here is to underline that the actors play this all for truth. So when Patrick Bramall sees his wife, he doesn't run screaming. He's actually on the verge of tears and trying to find a logical explanation. And I think that gets back to probably where this has come from. The producers have done things like The Slap. The director, Emma Freeman, did Puberty Blues and Tangles. So they're certainly trying to keep it real. I have to say that after I saw the first episode, there was just enough intrigue that I immediately wanted to go straight into episode two to get more answers. And the good news is you can do that too, so that after the first episode airs on Thursday night on ABC, all six episodes, this is quite unusual, but all six episodes will be available on iView. And what I love here, Fran, is that we're playing with the genres. We tend in Australian drama to get a lot of procedurals, a lot of melodramas, the true life crimes. This kind of really sidesteps all of that, and we don't see that a lot in Australian television.
Why has the ABC done this, releasing the whole number of episodes? I know that Foxtel's played around with this. Why is the ABC doing it?
It's not the first time they've done it. I can think of some Chris Lilley series that have been available entirely on iView before they've aired. It does get back to the ABC charter, which is that ABC must bring more Australian stories to more Australians more of the time. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially. So it doesn't matter really how that happens, whether it's on broadcast or on iView.
All right. Well, from the undead to the unreal, this is the name of a new comedy which is going to air on Stan. Tell us about the unreal.
Well, this is completely different. And if you love television, you're going to love Unreal. This is a scripted comedy, or really a satire about the makings of a reality TV show. And look, this does to reality TV what Frontline did to Current Affairs. So it revolves around a bachelor-style show, and the key characters are the executive producers, the segment producers, the people who lie and manipulate their contestants to manufacture the highs and lows of reality. So you'll see the executive producer hitting the roof when the first single woman to meet the bachelor is black, not white. They're her words, not mine. And she yells at her crew that they'll all get bonuses if they can deliver the nudity, the 911 calls and the catfights. This is lots of fun.
But it's made up, right? It's not a real look, is it?
No, so they're actors playing producers.
All right.
in a satire. Yeah, great fun. It's called Unreal, and I don't think you're ever going to be able to look at reality TV in the same way once you've seen this.
You know what? You mentioned there Frontline, as you said, this is what Frontline did to Current Affairs. Now, I could be wrong, but the number of times people mention Frontline sort of in day-to-day life, I guess in the business we're in too, it's a lot. I could be wrong, but I don't think Frontline's been replayed or hasn't certainly been replayed for a long time. Do you think it should be?
Well, I'd love to say, I mean, I would love the Working Dog guys to go back and do it again, because I think so much more has happened in reality TV since then that they, you know, there are...
And current affairs TV.
In current affairs TV, that they could do a whole new series. But I think, you know, it is available. You can see it on, I think actually it is on Stan. So there you go. You can see it there.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's a show that ages a lot, so you could go back and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
But the team are busy doing other shows, and I guess they feel like they've told that story. They've gone out on a high, and they don't, you know, they want to leave it there. But
they keep coming up with them. Utopia, that was another cracker. David, your picks of the week.
Well, tonight there's a UK drama, Fran, on SBS2, written by Jack Thorne, who did Skins and This Is England. So this is another youth drama called Glue, set in the English countryside, but there's a whodunit angle to this when a 14-year-old boy is killed. It's not quite Broadchurch, but it's worlds apart from Midsummer Murders as well. So it has a bit of an indie feel tonight on SBS2 called Glue. On Saturday night on SBS, Paul McDermott is back in a new show called Room 101. Where he sits down with celebrities and they talk about their pet hates. So two episodes with Julia Zemiro and Greg Pickhaver, a.k.a. H.G. Nelson.
Oh, great. He doesn't talk much, Greg.
Yeah, and look, I'm not sure I really understood this. They're sort of talking about their pet hates and why they want to banish them, get rid of them. And look, it's fun, but I kind of feel like, why didn't you just do a good Tonight show? So that's called Room 101 on Saturday on SBS. And on pay TV on Monday, Ray Donovan is back, season 3, with Liev Schreiber and John Voight. New cast members joining this season, Ian McShane and Katie Holmes. That's 8:30 on Monday on Showcase, Ray Donovan.
All right, fantastic. And, of course, there's plenty of sport, too, for all of you bleary-eyed listeners who've been up all night watching the tennis of Wimbledon or the Tour de France. There's a lot going on television. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Ryan.
David Knox, tvtonight.com.au, and he was talking there about the new ABC drama, which is called Glitch, and it starts this Thursday night on ABC TV.